T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins on Sunday? A, the Eagles, B, the 49ers. I've got the Eagles. John's got the 49ers. I am well aware this is a toss-up game, at least I believe it is, but I lean in the direction of the Eagles. I think the home field crowd will help, and I was extremely encouraged, of course, with what I saw from the Eagles in Atlanta. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. You can vote on that Sports Radio WIP on the Twitter poll question of the day, at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. To Joe right now. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well, Joe.
Hey, listen, I want to let you know I'm a longtime Eagles fan, and my family love them so much. My son named his daughter Kelsey.
Wow, how about
Jason
that?
Kelsey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, reason I call, guys, is about tight ends. We got two really good tight ends, and I think we need to really make sure we keep using them.
Well, John doesn't agree with you as much. I do. I mean, I like mixing them in, and you know, sometimes three wide receivers and sometimes two tight ends. But John thinks they're playing Ertz too much.
I'm going to argue with him.
Go for it. Take a bite out of him. I try every day.
No, I just believe that. He's coming back, and we got to give him a shot.
John?
Get him back in the mix.
Well, he's certainly in the mix, and I'm not sure it's because he's deserving based on his play. I think it's more because he's, 12.7 against the cap this season. I think it's taken away snaps from Quez Watkins. I think we're doing defenses a favor. Essentially, Quez Watkins is he's one of our most dynamic weapons. He's inexperienced, but man, that speed is real. And he's not on the field in many cases because we go two tight ends instead of three wide receivers. I believe that this coaching staff, if they had their druthers, they would prefer to go three wide, and they can't do it because they're trying to appease egos. Right now,
Joe, I like the mixing and matching Sirianni's doing. Give me a title with the day of the week in it.
Any given Sunday.
That's a good answer right there. Yeah. Now, it's not like a tremendous movie, but it's a fun movie.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to put it.
John Fair, it's more of a fun movie than a great film.
No, it's not a great film.
You know what I mean?
But it was certainly entertaining.
It really was. Yeah. All right, let's go to Joe in Northeast Philly. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? You know, I love the Philly teams, and baseball is my first love, the Phillies. And I'm so emotionally involved with them that while watching that game last night, I said to my daughter, and they kept panning at Girardi hanging at the railing, I said, I'm ready to jump in the car, go down there, and punch the crap out of him.
Oh, no, Joe, don't do that.
And J.D. Hammer. If he would have spun around, Kruk mentioned this later, but after he would follow through, he's spinning around. I was buried him under the mound. You know, I mean, if Girardi and that pitching coach, how could you set up a plan for that bullpen game? You know, you got to know who you're bringing in and what their lineup looks like and all, you know, and to bring that Hammer in there, and then the score went 2-0 to 7-0. you know, the Cubs and the Phillies bailed out Girardi. And I look at these other teams. I look at the Braves, and I look at these wild card teams. And, you know, the Phillies are right there. They need to win this. If they sweep this series,
they still have a chance. Yeah, but Joe, I got to tell you, there's one thing here that I think you're, I mean, other than the fact that you want to punch a manager in the face and you want to bury a player under the mound, there's another point within your call, I think, a bit unfair, actually. Joe Girardi doesn't have a fifth starter. I mean, believe me, I'm aggravated with Girardi. I want to be clear. I don't think he's done a particularly good job. I think he's been a disappointment. But Dombrowski handed him a group of slop at the back end of the – and I think as set in motion by John Middleton's desire to not go over the luxury tax. So Joe Girardi does not, in fact, have a fifth starter. And you know, now they would if they had Eflin, if he wasn't hurt. And that's why Girardi has to do this ridiculous mixing and match thing with how he has a bullpen game, for what it's worth. Now, you might not like the way he mixes and matches them, but let's have a little bit of understanding that Joe Girardi does not have a fifth starting pitcher.
Joe, why would you use Hammer in that role when he's been raked the last number of outings?
Well, one reason is because you have to get through nine innings.
Okay. Well, here's the I mentioned to you before. We got 11 relief pitchers, not counting Brogdon. Okay, and three of them, Moore, Hammer, and Rosso, shouldn't even be there. They could bring up extra.
I don't like them either. But I'm just telling you, when a general manager and an owner doesn't give a manager a fifth starter, and the manager has to get the relievers through nine innings, you're going to have some schmoes out there. I mean, you know, you're not going to have nine Mariano Riveras. That don't work that way.
Joe, did you see that kid in Medina? I was talking about him. I've called your show and talked about him earlier. He was one of their top prospects
down there.
And he hasn't pitched that well. Yep. He was on injury. But you saw that kid, how he came in two innings. And I saw him start against Toronto last year, his first start. And the kid has an idea of how to pitch.
I got you. All right, Joe, give me a title with a day of the week in it.
Saturday in the park by Chicago.
You got it, buddy. Joe, appreciate the call. Joe coming in hot there in the beginning, John. So when he said bury
him. Very hot.
When he wanted to bury him, did he mean bury him alive or him dead?
Well, that's a good question. I assumed dead.
He's just very frustrated.
Yeah, I think he's frustrated. What would happen if Joe hit Joe Girardi?
He'd rather be a different pitcher.
If he hits him in the face. No, I mean, other than the fact that Joe would go to jail, and I'm not talking to Joe Girardi. I mean, Joe Girardi would, I mean, if he wanted to, he could maul the caller, Joe, right? I mean, I'm sure Joe Girardi could maul him.
I would take Girardi in that one.
I mean, he's working out every day, man. You can see he's pretty fit. He's tough, too.
So Joe Girardi is the toughest current Philadelphia sports coach, right? You take him over Sirianni.
You take him
over Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Is Elaine Vigneault, too?
I mean, he's a hockey guy.
He's just a hockey guy alone.
Yeah.
So Vigneault, too. And then who wins the fight, John, between Doc Rivers, who's about 6'3", maybe? 6'2"? Doc Rivers or Nick Sirianni, who wins that fight?
I think Nick.
He's 20 years younger,
Nick hasn't been working
something
out.
Like that.
Nick hasn't been staying in shape. He's been very focused on getting this team ready. So, you know, with Doc coming straight out of an offseason, he's probably had more opportunity to stay fit.
So, Doc.
I'd probably give it to Doc.
All right, there it is.
He's got some reach.
Oh, man. You
59 years old, though. So, you know, 40 versus 59.
That's something. Well,
that's
an advantage for Sirianni.
You know what? That point alone makes me reconsider.
Now I got to ask this question. Who wins the ultimate fight of all Philadelphia sports coaches of all time? I know the answer before we go any further. It's not Gabe Kapler.
No, but Gabe's a beast, but I agree. It's probably not Gabe Kapler.
No, there's a definitive answer, and this guy was a coach in the last 10 years in Philadelphia sports. He wins the fight of all.
Head coach, manager? Berube.
Craig Berube.
Yeah, duh.
Craig Berube wins the ultimate fight. If it's a steel cage match, Craig Berube is the one that emerges.
Co-sign that answer.
John takes us inside the game. X's and O's related to this matchup. The Eagles and the Niners coming up shortly. Let's talk to Mike right now. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Great. Well, thank you, Mike.
Welcome aboard, Mike.
Wanted to comment on a couple callers back, how he was saying that how the Eagles succeeded with a lot of short passes this week and how, you know, teams in the league aren't going to allow that to happen. Maybe that's what Sirianni and the coaching staff wants people to think, This way, next week, now maybe we'll use our speed with some play action downfield. I mean, after week one, I think this coaching staff at least deserves the benefit of the doubt.
I agree.
You know, especially the way the defense adjusted and everything.
Now, but
here's the problem, though, Mike. Like, I believe they put Jalen Hurts in the best position they thought he could succeed. And I think that's the short stuff with the ball coming out quickly, all based off the RPO stuff. Now, it'll take him a little bit more out of his comfort zone if he's dropping back on 5- and 7-step drops to try to take advantage of more room downfield. And I don't think they trust that he has that ability to throw the ball accurately, you know, 25, 30 yards downfield. So maybe he'll prove me wrong. Maybe he'll prove his doubters wrong. Like, I love Jalen Hurts and what he showed, but, man, he was totally in his comfort zone. The 49ers' plan is to take him out of that, and we're about to find out if he can be truly accurate in a drop-back pass kind of way this week.
Absolutely, and for the longest time, it's been quite the opposite. We really didn't have the downfield speed, or when we did get it, they got hurt. Now it seems like we might have it, but like you said, they might not feel comfortable with that, especially this week with a guy like Bosa coming in. So you might be right. They might try and keep it short.
Mike, give me a title of the day of the week in it.
I'm going to keep it short and simple. Friday.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah, that is really
good. Big worm.
Yep, that is a good answer. You know, it's, by the way, speaking of the wide receiver, Sean, it struck me after, sort of later in the week, sometime this week, I thought, oh, well, the blocking is probably a big part of why J.J. Arcega-Whiteside made the team instead of Travis Fulgham. Because you remember, most people wanted Fulgham, most fans wanted Fulgham, including me. I mean, at least for a while. At some point, I think I said, all right, well, Fulgham is apparently doing nothing in camp and nothing in the games. But for a good while, my hope was that Fulgham would win the job. But I think it's pretty obvious that blocking, not to mention special teams, but blocking is definitely a part of why.
J.J. was very effective in what they asked him to do.
He was.
And I don't remember seeing a lot of Travis Fulgham, you know,
I don't either.
Great blocks downfield.
Yep. All right, let's do what we're going to be doing every single Friday at this time when we preview the next game, in this case the Eagles and the 49ers. John Ritchie takes us inside the game, a look at the matchups, the X's and O's, something that stands out to him to preview for the Eagles and the Niners. John, what do you got?
The big matchup is our offensive tackles against their rush edge guys.
Boy, you're not kidding about that, man. Fascinating matchup.
And I'm going to focus on two rush edge guys, Dee Ford and Nick Bosa.
Yep.
They have other guys, and you know, it's interesting. This is a defense that they'll run a 3-4 with, you know, those guys are considered outside linebackers. They'll run a 4-3 where those guys are considered defensive ends. So there is some communication that has to take place up front with the offensive line to know who to block and how to block them. But they'll put their linebackers on the edge, as the end man of the line of scrimmage. Like, their will linebacker will line up as a defensive end. So they've got interchangeability. But when it just boils down to mano e mano, Dee Ford coming off their left side. So that's our right side. That's Lane Johnson. Dee Ford is bursty. Dee Ford, I showed you that paused clip of tape yesterday,
you showed
Joe.
Me. Yep.
The snap of the ball, Dee Ford is shot out of a cannon, and he's low, and he's fast. And I think he's about 6'2", so he's automatically, you know, underneath Lane Johnson. This is not a great matchup for us. Lane Johnson right now, yeah, he's healthier than we've seen him in a couple years, but, you know, he's getting older.
John,
he's not quite as nifty.
Is Lane Johnson the Eagles' second best offensive tackle?
Well,
it might be the case, right?
He's less athletic than our left tackle. I can say that. I mean, he certainly has a wealth of experience that he can lean into, and he's got a great feel for the hand fighting and all that stuff. So they're comparable. But no, if we're talking about athleticism, Dee Ford is so athletic. Lane Johnson is going to struggle at times with that upfield, just absolute explosion. And I think Jordan Mailata would match up better against Dee Ford. So if that answers your question. Mm-hmm. Because of his own explosive first step. Lane has slowed down a little bit. He's a wise player, but yeah, he's our second most athletic tackle. But so I am worried about that. And when you see Dee Ford convert that speed to power, he can really get into you. Now, both these guys can be on the field at the same time. The problem there arises you can't turn the protection. You can't say we're going to slide the protection to Nick Bosa's side, because then you're completely ignoring Dee Ford and you're putting a back on him? And you can't do that.
And this might, just to frame this here for a moment, this might be the best set of pass rushers on one team in football, right? I mean, I would think that they've at least got to be in the top three. And it's an incredible.
I'm not sure about that, but I.
Pittsburgh?
I know they're up there.
Pittsburgh's definitely up there.
But bottom line is San Fran with Deuce.
Top five for sure. Yeah,
Last week we saw the worst pass rushing individuals in football. This week we'll see a top five group. And the Nick Bosa, Jordan Mailata matchup, fascinating to me because Nick Bosa, when he came out of college, I mean, when he came out of Ohio State, he was already so advanced in terms of technique and the kung fu stuff with his hands and his moves. Jordan Mailata is gigantic, 6'9", which is great. That works well, but it also works against him when Nick Bosa is 1 foot off the ground in his stance and exploding upfield with great bend around that edge. He's got power moves from that low stance. He's so strong. And he's meaner than Jordan Mailata. That could be a problem. He's got shiftiness. You know, he's going to be hard for Jordan to get a beat on with the spins and all that stuff. This guy is really good, and they're going to have to give both these tackles help. Maybe that does mean that you keep two tight ends in the game. But Zach Ertz isn't a great helper. You know, Zach Ertz is not a blocker. He's a worse blocker than in previous years. I'm positive Nick Sirianni will run the ball to try to put the pressure on these defensive ends, take some of that edge off of them coming upfield in a hurry, and you can option off of them, try to tire them out a little bit. That can help you.
Well, it really is, and that's Inside the Game with John, a fascinating matchup. You know, there's the football guy, Pat Kerwin. He wrote a book a couple years back called Take Your Eye Off the Ball. And basic theory being, you know, if you watch the ball, you miss a lot of other action. This is one of those games, when you watch this game on Sunday, if you're there or if you watch on TV, you know, we are all accustomed, of course, to watching the ball, because where the ball is someone's got it. But it's the other stuff that sets in motion a lot of times where the ball is going to end up. And, you know, watch these matchups on Sunday, because it is going to play a huge role in determining who wins this game and who doesn't. 215-592-9494. And it's a great test for Mailata. You know, I'll say this early in his career, it's his fourth year, but this early in his playing days, it's an amazing opportunity for us to assess how good he really is, considering he's going up against Bosa.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Darren in South Philly. What's happening, Darren?
What's up, Richie?
Hi,
What's
Darren.
Up, brother? What's up, brother Salsa? How you doing? Okay. Not you, Mr. Joseph. I don't know your middle name, DeCam.
No, it's Gerald. I'm named after a nun, Darren. It's Gerald. Oh,
Geraldine.
Right. Gerald. Yeah, Gerald.
So are you ready to apologize to one Bryce Aaron Maxwell Harper?
I am not ready to apologize.
What does he need to do, sir? Last night was great. I mean, his whole season has been great. You even said he's an MVP.
Yeah,
I think he is. Ready to apologize yet?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, he answered my call for him to play better, which is great. Now, has he exceeded my expectations? Absolutely. He has exceeded my expectations.
Look, Joe, what would it take for him to – what does he need to do? Hit –
Well, I guess he'd have to reverse time and be better in 2019 and 2020 so they could have made the playoffs.
Break Barry Bonds' home run record, the RBI record, and then you'd apologize.
Darren,
he's earning his contract.
Right now, he is. Yep.
He's been doing that. It's not our fault that you have unreasonable stats, expectations.
Well, listen, I mean, all right. Well, go ahead. What's your next point?
And then you had a caller earlier that's a Falcons fan. Mm-hmm. How dare he say that if the Phillies make the playoffs, no one's going to show. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not one of the few, but baseball is my favorite sport. So if the Phillies are even interesting.
I don't know about that, Darren.
Sir.
Darren, I'll tell you what. Let's put it this way. I don't think there's going to be.
Hold on.
I don't think there's going to be many people there for these games down the stretch when they are in it right now. I mean, forget the playoffs if they get there or not. They're in it right now and people aren't there.
And don't keep losing stupid games. We'll be there.
Well, but they do at a clip that convinces most of us to not believe in them. Darren, give me a title with a day of the week in it.
All right. I think the winning answer since it's been around since like the early 70s.
Okay.
I'm quite sure your grandparents, I know my grandparents, my parents watch it every this day. How about CBS Sunday Morning News? I mean, it's Stacey's
Yeah,
news.
that is what it's called, Sunday Morning
it's
News.
Definitely what it's called. Yeah. Good answer.
It is a good answer. Historically, I've been a bigger fan of Meet the Press, although I don't like this new guy very much. I really, really, really love Tim Russert on Meet the
Russert
Press.
Russert was amazing.
Oh, he was great.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, Russert.
It was a shame.
He was powerful. He was poignant, and he had humanity to him, and I don't like this new guy. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Phillies games, Sean, they got the three – I'm talking home games now. Three-game series next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday versus Baltimore, and then four next week.
Seven straight
versus Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and then three against the Orioles and then four against Pittsburgh.
So, you know, I don't expect too many fans there. Now, we'll be there on Monday night. We're looking forward to it, but I don't expect too many fans there. Obviously, what happens this weekend could set in motion, you know, a little bit of swing of a couple thousand, but
I'll be shocked.
Yeah. I'm not optimistic that people are going to start showing up. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Ray Dittinger's pick for the Eagles and the 49ers. If you missed it this week when he said it, you'll hear it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and Ray's pick, the audio of why he's picking the way he's picking it, you'll hear it all next on 94 WIP.
There's nothing like the home teams, nothing like the Birds, pro football, college football. I go with the home team for sports betting at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Based right here in Pennsylvania, the Parks Sportsbook app is the home team and the only sportsbook app I recommend. Gridiron Action's back, and the Parks Casino Sportsbook app gives you the home field advantage. So many different ways to bet. Live in-game betting lets you bet on the game action as it happens. Bet on player performances, halftime scores, rushing yards, bet on who scores first, and so much more. With Parks, you'll always enjoy easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only, sign up right now. Get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time. No deposit required. Download the app in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Check out our football team, 3-point home underdogs, plus 125 on the money line against San Francisco. The over-under, 49.5 points. The website has all the details. This is a limited-time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet, no deposit required. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.